Missy is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. And effective today, more of the state economy officially reopens. Bars and restaurants will be allowed to have in-house dining with up to 50% capacity. Beginning June 15th, salons, gyms, and other businesses will be allowed to reopen statewide. That means more people will be back to work, more people will be out and about, and there will be more social interaction. This all comes as COVID-19 cases continue to decline. But there are concerns we could see a second surge of coronavirus cases. Throughout the pandemic, we've been checking in regularly with Susan Cerniglia for public health updates. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. Thank you so much for the time again today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
As of last Friday, there were over 1,600 confirmed and probable cases of coronavirus noted in Washtenaw County, 103 of which had resulted in death. How significantly has the curve flattened out locally in recent weeks?
We've definitely seen the number of cases reported slow down. We've been averaging in recent weeks right around 5 to 10 cases a day, and that's held fairly steady. We saw that drop down a little bit more this last week to only a few reported cases. However, I think it's also significant to mention that as we reopen things, it's important to remember that it takes a few weeks to see the impact of that, to 2 or 3 weeks. So right now we are starting to see some cases that were identified likely as a result of gatherings and whatnot on that Memorial Day weekend. So as we, you know, launch back into that and feel like cases stay down in the immediate aftermath, it's really important to remember that we're not quite seeing the impact of that yet. So that is keeping us on our toes and keeping us watching things very carefully.
And anecdotally, we did see in Wisconsin when they opened bars and restaurants a few weeks down the line, there was a higher number of cases reported. So certainly something to be aware of. But as you mentioned, with today marking the opening of portions of the economy again, for many it's very exciting. They've been cooped up and at home for a long time. But others are more tepid over the worry of another surge. Some are a little of both. Where do you fall on the spectrum?
For me personally, I mean, being on the sort of inside of seeing how things work and how the response goes, I think I'm pretty cautious. Unfortunately, there's a key point to remember here that nothing's really changed in terms of the virus and that it's likely circulating. We have been very successful in using strategies like staying home and staying away from each other to slow it down, but there's really no reason to believe that it's gone, and we still don't have a vaccine. We don't have an effective treatment. So those things all mean that nothing's really changed, and, you know, for me and for us as a health department, it's very likely we'll see those cases increase. And of course, that's the logic behind doing things very slowly and trying to see what increased cases look like. So definitely a concern.
Right. Are we at a point where everyone now has the availability to be tested in Washtenaw County or getting close to it?
It's certainly improved a lot. We have a couple of several testing sites now that will test someone without symptoms. The state guidelines are still focused on people that are reporting to work with or without symptoms. And of course, that number of folks that are reporting to work is increasing as things open. So folks with or without symptoms should have some options for getting a test. I don't think we're quite at the point where everyone can go, you know, frequently. And that's part of the problem, because that negative test, as you probably know, really only tells us your status on that day. So if, for example, an employer is looking for people to be tested negative before they go into work, you know, by the time you actually go into work, it's not telling you anything. So that's definitely a barrier and a problem as we look to try and monitor this with more reopening. Our site at Washtenaw/COVID-19 testing, we do have updated sites and details there, both through healthcare providers and several of our pharmacies.
This is 89.1 WEMU, where we're talking with Susan Treniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department. Having gone through the worst stages of the first wave of COVID-19, how much better prepared are we to deal with a potential second wave?
Well, I sure hope it was the worst. Again, we're a little
nervous. Yeah, that is a presumption, isn't it? Yeah.
Right. I mean, certainly we have taken basically all of our resources, you know, have been directed at this and directed at the response. And we've currently got some strategies in place to expand, for example, our contact tracing and our ability to continue following up on each and every case as they potentially increase. The complication for us is, of course, reopening normal business as well, because that takes our staff resources. So we've been doing a lot of work on that to try and do both. Is it necessarily going to be easy? Depending on the way things move going forward, no. I mean, there's potential that if cases increase or increase rapidly, we'd have to pull back on normal services. But we are looking at that carefully and ready to do that. I'd say the other big struggle that is not directly related to us is, of course, testing, like we mentioned, but also the protective equipment, the personal protective equipment for folks to deliver services. That's better, and more supplies are available. However, as other types of medical providers open up, and now as non-medical providers open up, there continue to be concerns about having enough of that equipment because, of course, it gets used.
Once again, that is Susan Serniglia, Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson. As we look at what we're dealing with in the present and moving forward to this point, we continue to see protests in the streets. And while it appears most are wearing masks, proper social distancing can be difficult. And for the participants, the message of unity and a call for an end to police brutality and systemic racism outweighs potential health risks. Do you anticipate more cases in the weeks to come among those who have been attending the demonstrations?
Well, certainly any time, because, again, there's nothing to necessarily tell us that the virus has stopped circulating. We've just reduced the contact between people. So as that contact increases, it's likely we'll see additional spread, but we probably won't see that for a few weeks. Hopefully, to the degree possible, folks are wearing face coverings and observing some distance. Of course, we know that doesn't happen all the time. But unfortunately, anytime you do have people gathering, that is the primary way and the primary vehicle for the disease to spread. So that person-to-person contact, to the extent that that's happening, it's very likely we'll see more cases, yes.
Well, and as one school year comes to an end, preparations underway for another. We're looking at summer and fall classes. It appears all public school districts will conduct in-person instruction in one form or another come the fall. Saline schools conducting in-person classes this summer. Some day camps and other summer activities are getting put back on the schedule as the economy and society reopens. Parents and teachers are expressing great concern for public health and safety. So what conversations are you having with school districts at this point?
Well, we've had some. We've worked hard to keep what we call our business guidance on our website up to date, and we've got a lot of great guidance there in terms of frequently asked questions and screening tools, because folks opening have to be able to do that screening. So we've got some templates there. We've got some FAQs. And we've certainly been in discussion with some of our schools. There are also other, you know, specialized education entities and regulatory entities providing guidance. So, you know, we're a part of all that guidance. But again, the bottom line is none of us knows exactly how it's going to look. So really taking those infection control practices, meaning like distance, mask, space, and looking at how they can be applied in each setting is what we're trying to help folks do. Because to the extent that we do have person-to-person things happening, whether they're in schools or other settings, we have to keep looking at the ways to minimize that face-to-face contact, both in terms of the length of time people might be face-to-face and the barriers that are in place to prevent transmission of germs. So kind of looking at that in each setting and helping folks apply it to their own settings is what we're working toward. And of course, not necessarily knowing how things will look.
And as such, it will have to evolve through the summer and include more parent and community group conversations, teachers, unions, and administrators as well. And you and I will have those conversations as they develop. Thank you so much for the time today, Susan.
Absolutely. Thank you, and take care.
That is Susan Cerniglia. She is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.